Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greater are you, our Father, who is in us, than he that is in the world this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Bazalwane. 37 minutes after 5, that is your time. Sisesemkhulekweni, and Sisatandaza this morning in the book of Daniel. We hear of a wonderful story of three Hebrew boys. Little Izulika Tiko, it was Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They were faced with a situation. They were faced with a situation this morning. I don't know what situation that you are looking at this morning that is causing you to doubt whether or not to pray, or to doubt which God to pray to. Barcelona, this morning I'd like us to focus our prayers on the nation and to pray for the Lord to rise up over the nation of South Africa again, to rise up over the church, to rise up over the narrative that continues to play out in the church, to rise up with strength and healing in his wings over the nation of South Africa. Little Izulika Tiko, in the book of Daniel chapter 3 this morning, that those who were watching the way of Daniel, which was excellent, the spirit of excellence at work, they started, and it was colleagues, it wasn't just people from outside, it was people from within the circle. They started being jealous and trying to find out what can they do that is going to trap Daniel so that his foot will slip against the stone. Little Izulika Tiko, in those days, Daniel used to go up to his room to pray three times a day, and to pray to the God of heaven, to the God of Israel. Glory be to Jesus. It was a pagan nation, and yet the Lord found it pleasing this morning to establish his seed even in the pagan nation, and to ensure that the people of Israel that were exiled in Babylon, they will continue to have a seed of righteousness. They will continue to be reminded whose God, or who their God is, and not to be lured over to bow down before the gods of the people of Babylon, the gods of Nebuchadnezzar. Barcelonesias, we know the story. A golden statue was erected so that everybody could go and bow down before this golden statue. And this golden statue was erected to appease the pride and the ego of the king. And so everybody was instructed to go and bow down before the statue. At that time, if you study the language with which the king was introduced and was given this idea, it was made to seem as if it was of national importance. It was of national security that everybody must bow down before the statue. Little Izulika Tiko, at that moment, Daniel, who was sharp in his discernment, understood that this was a trap, and he refused to move from his place and his position of prayer. He refused to be moved. He refused, Barcelona, to be turned away, to face the things that were calling him away from the presence of the Lord, away from his conviction to praise the one and only true living God. We know the story. Those who did not bow down to the furnace, they were subjected to the fire. You see, Barcelona, what the king and his subjects did not understand. They thought they were dealing with just one man. They did not understand that Daniel stood there on behalf of the nation of Israel, the beloved of God. And the Bible declares there is no enchantment that shall stand against Jacob. They did not understand that they were not just fighting one man. They were not fighting three men. They were fighting an entire kingdom whose God is their God, and whose God is known never to fail, whose God holds the victory in his hand. They did not understand that it was no longer about individuals. It was about the destiny of the nation. And this morning, the Bible tells us that they that know their God, they shall arise and do mighty exploits. We do not deny that the times are evil. evil. We do not deny that the times are perilous. We do not deny that people have become lovers of themselves. They have come to hold a form of godliness. But what we are standing on is that greater is he that is in us this morning than he that is in the world. We are standing in on the example that we saw in the story of the three Hebrew boys, where we saw them walking into the flames, but the flames could not consume them. He has won the victory this morning. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh my God.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
We stand on the authority of Jesus Christ this morning, Barcelona. We stand on the authority that was given to us to trample over scorpions, to trample over lions and serpents this morning, to declare the authority of God over the nation of South Africa, to declare the glory of God over the nation of South Africa, to declare the victory of God over South Africa this morning, to declare holiness, righteous government over South Africa, to declare ubungwele, the fear of God, to be restored in the nation of South Africa, to declare that we shall hold a form of godliness and we shall fulfill our godly virtues and not deny the power over South Africa, to declare that we shall no longer use the name of the Lord in vain, to declare this morning that South Africa is a righteous nation, to declare that South Africa arises from her place of slumber, to declare that South Africa will begin to open up its ears and to receive the word of the Lord, to declare that South Africa, the land of South Africa, will reject the plantation, Barcelona, of the blood of innocent people that has been shed because of witchcraft, to declare that the womb of South Africa receives the seed of the word of God, the righteous word of God, that the seed will find a place to germinate, that the seed will not be thwarted, that the seed will begin to produce fruit, that the fruit of the seed will not fail. Each and every season it will continue to yield fruit, that the seed will begin to raise up trees whose leaves shall be for the healing of South Africa, that the consciousness of the nation is awoken up today, that the church will walk away from its agreement with the world, that the church will no longer hold on to the riches or the promised riches of the things of this world, but that the church will become the voice of righteous governance again, that the church will become the trusted voice that stands in the places of governance to give counsel to the king, that the church will no longer lie down in slumber, but that the church will understand that we are more than conquerors through Christ, who has already given us strength and he holds the victory in his hand. Oh, hallelujah, this morning.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life. 657 AM.
Father, we want to pray over South Africa this morning. When your people who are called by your name shall come to you, mighty God, confessing their sin, crying out and calling upon your name, mighty Father. Sizivumisono sethu that it take over to you will hear us from heaven. You will forgive our sins. Nkosi yamakhosi, you will turn your face away from our iniquity. This morning we want to present this beautiful land before you, mighty Father. We are reminded this morning of the story of Daniel, mighty God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego this morning, oh God, that they walked into the fire, mighty God, understanding the consequences. They were walking into the fire, mighty God, as a nation. They were walking into the fire, tikona mantla onke, with a conviction that had not turned away that you are God. With a conviction that they shall worship no other God but you. Nkosiyamakosi, having seen their faith, mighty God, you sent Lord God Almighty, the fourth man, into the fire. They understood that even if you did not save them from the fire, but there is a narrative that will remain forever over the people of Babylon, over Nebuchadnezzar, and that narrative is that you are God and that there is no other God. They were willing to die on the final testament that the God of Jeshurun is the only God that is worthy of the praise. They were walking into the fire, mighty God, not having held on to their lives, not holding on to their lives, mighty God, but willing and ready to give it all up this morning. Mzalwane wam, as a child of God, yes, I understand you've been through the fire of corruption. You have tasted the fire of joblessness. You have tasted the fire of unfair treatment, that other people are treated better than others. You have tasted the fire of inequality. You have tasted the fire of racial segregation. You have tasted the fire of brokenness. But today Jesus holds the victory over South Africa. Jesus holds the victory over South Africa in the name of Jesus. As we are reminded this morning that the fourth man appeared, and the three Hebrew boys walking into the fire. It was a setup. God knew how he was going to bring his glory. God knew how he was going to bring his glory. It is time for the church to not be afraid of the fires that come to purify, the fires that come to harvest a testimony for the Lord, that come to harvest the glory and times of refreshing. Jesus Christ has won the victory this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Father, we are praying this morning for a church, a band of intercessors that understands, mighty God, the times and the seasons. A band of intercessors, who understand, mighty God, that it is no longer us who live, but Christ in us, the hope of glory. We pray this morning for a band of intercessors who are not afraid to face the necessary fire, mighty Father, as long as your perfected will shall be established over the nations. We are praying for a band of intercessors this morning whose conviction cannot be shifted for a bowl of soup. For intercessors this morning who are not inclined to the voice of gospel, gossip to the voice of the enemy, but whose conviction stands over the assignment over the church to continue to raise up prayers and intercession on behalf of the nation, to pray for the leaders, a band of intercessors, mighty God, watchmen and gatekeepers who understand the assignment, that it is their duty to remain awake together with Jesus Christ. It is their duty to sound the alarm at the brink of trouble. In fact, the Bible says, Masalane, that where watchmen, the work of the watchmen is to sound the alarm. If the watchman does not sound the alarm, it will rest on the shoulders of the watchman. But if the watchman sounds the alarm, the sins of the people will be on their own heads. This morning we are standing as watchmen after the order of our high priest Jesus Christ, who came to sound the alarm that the kingdom of God has come. This morning we are sounding the alarm over South Africa. We are sounding the alarm. We have heard the warnings of famine. We are hearing even the voice of the army of the battle horses in the far distant coming for the judgment of those who refuse to turn around and repent and worship the one and only true God. We are raising the alarm this morning, declaring that Jesus has the victory. We are raising the alarm this morning to declare repentance over the nation, the washing of the sins of those who will believe over the nation of South Africa, and to declare that indeed the day of God's vengeance has come, to declare this morning that indeed those who have been bound shall be loosed and set free, to declare the day of the Lord's coming to set the prisoners free, to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies. Jesus has the victory this morning in Jesus' mighty name.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.